Well, here we are. This was an exciting game on Sunday, June the 2nd, here at North Maple. And we saw the Blue Devils come into town. And it was an exciting 2-2 game, sort of rough, against Vaughan Azzurri. And so I have head coach Duncan Wild here. And I'm going to ask him a few questions about different things. So let's start with your thoughts on tonight's game.
Best game of the season for us, most yes. exciting, and most goals, scoring chances created. I think we both gave away some weak goals. I think Carmel will be disappointed with the way they conceded as well. So that's been the story of our season so far, as we're playing really well, but we're conceding some simple goals that we need to eradicate.
Okay, and see another tie, and I guess Vaughan will also complain about another tie, is... in this year of no playoffs and no weak teams anymore, how important is it to get to a good start? And losing points, you end up like middle of the pack.
It's difficult for everybody because the league's very competitive. You know, I think once everybody's played everybody once, we'll get a better idea of you know, how it's panning out. So right now, it's more important to get good performances and improve week by week by week. And, you know, you put two or three wins together here and you can be in the mix. So it's very different than a playoff format. You know, but we're looking forward to it. It's been a bit of an up and down for us, but we got major changes from last year. So we're trying to accommodate for that.
Yeah, one of them was the goaltender. I recognized him being on another team. But your youth system seems to be able to replace guys as the years have gone by into another year. So how good is your youth system of just always finding replacements?
Well, we're competing at League 2. I think we're second place. I think we're top or second place in our U20s. So we've always had a competitive you know, youth and reserve system. Eric moved to Burlington this year, and we brought through Taylor, who was our reserve goalkeeper for the last two seasons. So that's the way it should be. And then we recruited Mike, who was the backup at Simcoe last year. So we feel we've got good quality, and we used both of them tonight to get our result.
Right. Okay. Now there's also a league cup that they brought back for you know, after I think someone said a 5-year absence, and you guys are still in it. You're going to play a second tier team, London City, who aren't like weak on their own because they beat TFC Academy just yesterday in Toronto. So how are you looking forward to that game, and that might be your shot at glory?
No, we're looking forward to that. You know, FC London always put a competitive squad together, and they've had a rebuild as well, and they're doing well in the Championship. I think the top of the Championship had a big win.
Yes.
But this will be our first cup game because we got a bye, so based on our position. So we play Wednesday night, and hopefully we get a good win, and that'll set us up with a game with Burlington. So exciting season for us this year.
Yeah, well, Burlington ended up beating Scorsese in the last round of this, so it's sometimes not always the first and second place teams play each other. They could knock each other out ahead
exactly
of time.
Yeah.
It's like you're from Manchester, and the two Manchesters played in the FA Cup. Do you have a favorite of those teams?
Yeah, the winner.
All right.
And I'm a Red, yes.
Yeah, okay. And also Blue Devils. Going back years ago, I think the start of 2002, 2005, whenever Blue Devils got started, was that like a takeoff on their name, of their nickname?
Exactly. The previous head coach was also from Manchester in the 90s.
Nice.
And he split it, the Devils for United and Blue for City, and we've just kept that as a kind of a British name for our club.
Yeah, I think we talked about the Hollies last year, also from that city. And so I'd just like to finish Stephen Caldwell, who was a player of Scotland, Toronto FC, and a TSN broadcaster. He's involved with your team. He's actually the club president. So how, I guess, hands-on is he in the in the operations?
We have a technical committee group. There's six of us, and Stephen sits on that. We meet every month, and we talk about new opportunities and how we build the club and the competitive levels and things that we need, and we take his advice and guidance on that. He works actually within our youth academy with our U16
right.
boys,
because
his son plays there.
Okay.
But he's an absolute great resource for us and guides us along and gives us advice on a whole multitude of things. So, yeah, he's a great addition for our club.
Yeah, I think he was. Met him at a banquet with Luke Wildman, who's another broadcaster, and they were, whose Wildman's son plays in Markham or something, and said it's setting up that maybe they'll play against each other someday in this system. So, okay, well, thank you a lot. As the fog is closing in on this dark day, so thank you.